Hi, this is Kathy Forstie reporting from Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri, and we're doing our hotel room concert interviews here at the Sheraton Hotel. And one of our good friends on KC Cafe Radio, who we've been hearing a lot on the station the last few months, is Lauren Adams. Lauren, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Kathy and John, for having me. I'm happy to be here. And thanks for all the spins and support and everything that you've given me on my latest record.
No problem.
All the other artists, too, that you take care of.
Oh, no problem. You've had your album since the summer playing on the station?
Yeah, I think July. I released it in July. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I think you've probably spent number one for maybe 5 months now on our charts.
I'm very grateful for that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is this your first time in Kansas City?
Yes, it is. I'm having a blast. And I was just asking you where the best barbecue was. We're going to go have barbecue today.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to do that.
You really can't miss too much with barbecue in this town.
Yeah.
Pretty much every place is known for something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can give you the whole rundown on what the best place for ribs and all that kind of stuff are. But
oh, okay.
So it depends on what you really like, really.
Right.
But
I like ribs.
So let's talk about Somewhere Else, the new CD that we put out in the summer. Tell me about how long did that take to record?
That was maybe like a 2-year project, mainly because of life stuff that happened in between. My mother's passing and trying to help take care of her at the end of her life. And then just working on it. We did the basic tracks and then kind of had to put it on hold, meaning the drums and the bass and all that stuff first. And then Nick and I, my producer Nick Kirgo, and I spent the next like 3 or 4 months after about a year waiting to finish, do the vocals. And all the overdubbing, and then mix and master. You know, it can be very time consuming.
Yeah.
You know, when you're DIY, doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But Nick Kirgo. He's a great producer and mixer, and we get along really well. And he understands what I want, and you know, helps me make it happen.
Yeah.
So it took a little bit of time. Hopefully, my next one won't take so long.
Yeah. Have you started working on a second one yet?
I'm percolating right now, and hopefully by the end of this year, I'll have an acoustic record out, just acoustic instruments.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how do you, as far as your writing process, how do you decide what you're going to write about?
That's a really good question. Sometimes it's just inspiration, like a phrase. Mm-hmm. I hear somewhere or something that happens to me. It's a very personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I also work with a group of songwriters who challenge each other.
Okay.
So we give each other assignments, and then in 2 weeks we have to come back, play the song, and get critiques from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we throw a little bit of money in the pot, and we get 6 songs, and then we have a publisher or producer come in and judge and pick the top 3. So it's kind of like a competition, but it's very, very... nurturing and culture. So it's what it is it gives you a deadline feel, which would happen with a publisher. You know, you say, I need a song for this film, and here's what it's about. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's practice for us. So a lot of times songs come out of that I want to keep.
Yeah.
So a lot of them I don't keep at all. You know, sometimes the pressure gets to you and you write it the day before and it's like, no, this just isn't working and I don't even know if it's worth finishing, but I keep everything. So but my other process is percolation. I have an idea and I let it kind of sit and it gets in my brain.
Yeah.
And then one day it just pen to paper. I don't like to do it on the computer. I like to write on something. It's kind of a force through your body, and then the idea comes out. It's just kind of like throwing up.
You're throwing up your ideas.
Purging, we'll just say purging.
Yeah.
But it's and then those are sometimes the best songs, the ones that I work the least on actually physically writing. They come out as giant concepts.
Yeah.
And they work.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why that happens or where it comes from, but I'm grateful for it.
Yeah. So is Somewhere Else a song like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It actually is. Nope, I'm wrong. I lied. We were to write a song about a place. So I thought, I'm not going to pick a city or a country or anything. I thought that Somewhere Else was going to be the title. And that did percolate for a while. And so that was on a break in between our six songs. So I had time to think about that. Mm-hmm. And really that song is about, you know, it's based on sort of everywhere you go, there you are.
Right.
But it's also, but then the twist of it is everywhere I go, there he is or she is, right? I can't get rid of this past relationship, this past experience. I just have to keep moving on. And everywhere I go, there you are.
Mm-hmm. Can you do that song for us?
Yeah, I'd love to. Ready, John? I was lost and lonely on the outside, looking for something that felt just right. I was starved, never satisfied. I couldn't keep my heart safe. I lost that fight. Well, the grass is greener everywhere I go, but I'm not fooling myself. And every place I'm in, I see your face. So I need to be somewhere else. Yeah, I need to be somewhere else. Went along on a trip, I took your ride. I let my heart melt, I let you get inside. With your dark eyes and your perfect smile, you had me so well, you felt you could lie. Well, the grass is greener everywhere I go, but I'm not fooling myself. And every place I'm in, I see your face. So I need to be somewhere else. Yeah, I need to be somewhere else. And if I stay, could I last one more day? Don't want to be pushed away, but I need to be somewhere else. I should be okay with the here and now, but I can't focus where I'm bound. Wanna dig my heels in the ground. I'm begging you, Lord, don't let me turn around. Yeah, the grass is greener everywhere I go, but I'm not fooling myself. And every place I'm in, I see your face. So I need to be somewhere else. Yeah, I need to be somewhere else.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Great song. So is this your first time at the Folk Alliance Conference?
Yes, it is. It's my first time here. I've been to Far West a couple of times because I live out in California. And this is my first experience here, and it's been really great.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed it.
Is it overwhelming?
Not really. I mean, you know, I've been to South by Southwest. I've been to quite a few of these things.
Uh-huh.
And it's not overwhelming. It's the glory of it being so large is actually really cool, because I heard that there's 1,000 new first-timers and 2,700 people total, like, on the first day.
That's
is what
great.
They said. And that's big compared to, I think, previous years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've met some great people. the people that helped me with my radio too are here, Bill Wentz, and I've run into quite a few people I know from California, and I've made new friends, and I've been playing the late night showcases and met a lot of people. It's just great being around musicians, and the opening night ceremonies were really amazing, the awards and everything, and we just got back from watching Ani DiFranco speak to us, and it's been great and well organized and a lot of fun.
And I thought it was very serendipitous that they kind of picked the theme for this year.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
It's outrageous that that was, I may, you know, some higher power somewhere knew what was coming, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, resist, you know, I'm thinking about that theme a lot, resisting and voting and getting the word out and, I don't know, changing the Electoral College. I don't know. Something. Needs to be
there's a wind of there's an air of change in you know coming I think so
it's a it could be a very good blessing for us because I, as my man Panion Fritz likes to say there's a revolution coming right now it started already and it's happening and we had giant protests in Los Angeles I mean you know
the protest here in Kansas City is right across the street I came to the march here and
there's
right
a postcard campaign coming up on March 15th. You know about that? Yeah, Mr. Bannon's going to hear from me. That's for sure. In fact, I was sitting there daydreaming, and I thought I'm going to get a stack of cards from here, maybe Folk Alliance cards, but also from Kansas City, and write that I was here and what was going on here on those cards and mail them.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's a good idea. So speaking of that, you have a song about a national Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
Yes, I do. This song is a holiday song, and you kind of gave it away, but that's okay.
All right.
I don't usually announce what it is because I say, oh, it's a holiday song. It's not your fault at all.
Okay.
I mean, I said I was going to do this song. But once again, this is a song that came out of that group of songwriters several years ago.
I'm guessing this was like write a holiday song and this is what you came
up
with?
Exactly. And thank goodness for Google because I just Googled national holidays in the United States. So this is an actual holiday. You can look it up. I must admit I am impressed by your presence here today. You seem to really care about me and why I'm feeling this way. Well, I don't need your sympathy or the attention that you pay. Just because this is National Cheer Up the Lonely Day. Well, it's nice and quiet here. I like my blackout shades. I keep the sunlight out. Keep the world at bay. So feel free to go anytime. I really don't need you to stay. Just because this is National Cheer Up the Lonely Day. Life was happy and sunny. We didn't need much money. With each other we were safe. And we had all the love we could take. But true love can be fragile. We seem to lose the battle between happiness and faithfulness. Oh, how we tried and failed. To you it's July 11th. To me, it's just a pain. Well, it's truly sweet you care like this. I know you've better things to do. Baseball game, a family dinner, a movie starting soon. Your life is worth living. Somebody truly loves you. You got happiness and faithfulness, and that's what pulls you through.
Well, I'm okay here by myself. Still, it was nice to see your face. But I've lost all inspiration. I guess I'm just a hopeless case. And I can see the pity in your eyes. You said what you came to say. So thanks for stopping by on National Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
Nice. Like it. Great
Thank
song.
You.
All right. So are you going to tour with this CD, or what are your plans?
Yeah,
for?
I'm working on something probably in Colorado, starting in Colorado, doing mm-hmm. mostly west side, maybe something in Texas too, in the springtime. And actually contemplating, I've been talking to Brett Perkins about going to Scandinavia in about a year.
Cool.
So hopefully I'll have my acoustic CD done by that. But I'm usually on the West Coast, but I came here to meet some East Coast people, you know, mm-hmm. some presenters, and see if I could do that too. I'm from the Southeast. I'm from South Florida. So
okay.
I could start down there and head up.
Move up, yeah.
Yeah, so we're working on it.
All right, well, come to Kansas City again.
I will. Oh, you'll know. Believe me, you guys will know if I'm coming.
Awesome.
And I'd love to come back here and spend a little more time. It's a great city. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, we like it here too. Well, thanks a lot, Lauren. Lauren Adams, everybody. And her new CD is called Somewhere Else. I know if you listen to Casey Cafe Radio, I know you've heard it because it's been very popular on our station. So thank you again, Lauren, for coming by and chatting
with
us
and
playing.
Thank you, Kathy and John. Thank you very much for your support. Appreciate it.